Welcome back here on Radio On The Go on Coaches versus Cancer Night at Hampton Dumont Cal on Saturday, as we're joined by the head coach of Hampton Dumont Cal girls basketball, Miranda Stafford, as the Bulldog girls have now won five games in a row as they win over Franklin County rival West Fork on Saturday night by a final of 40-34, and a great win, coach, against your inter-county rival.
Yeah, it was fun. It was an intense environment. We knew. I mean, it's two defensive-focused teams that like to get out and defend and play hard. So it was battle. It was intense, and we were able to come away with the win.
Similar to Friday night, a very competitive game from start to finish. What it was like having that quick turnaround for your team to come out and play in a game that was bigger than basketball, bringing the whole county together here today.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we talked about in the locker room, is this is easy for us. There's a lot of people that, you know, we hung up on the wall that fought or are fighting battles way bigger than ours. So happy to be out here, happy to get away with the win. But yeah, I think we were a little tired, a little fatigued, a little mentally fatigued. It's hard to play back to back, but it's really hard after competing with a hard in-conference school to come to a local rival, you know, rivalry, something that we haven't beat them in the seniors 4 years, so it was a big one for them to get going out.
And getting a big win like this for your team, what it's like momentum building wise for your team going forward, now five straight wins.
Yeah, and I think that these close games just are going to help us down the stretch. You know, when you're beating teams by 20, 30, it's a lot more relaxing for sure, but I think that we can identify some things that we did well, some things that we need to change, but happy with their composure. You know, we had to fight back. They tied it. We could have broke going into overtime, you know, missing free throws and things down the end, things like that. Missed calls, missed opportunities, and we didn't. I thought that we came out in overtime and we kind of took over a little bit, and once we have that lead in a short playing time, I trust our defense to get stops.
Some key playmakers for your team on Saturday night to pull out the win.
Yeah, I can't pinpoint one kid that stood out above others. I thought that we did really, really good job of only allowing one shot, especially in the second half. So defensively, getting those boards, I thought Lily and Charlie in our posts were huge there. Guards having to bring the ball up against some pressure and handle that and try to stay composed the whole night. So I really thought it was a good team win. I thought we were pretty balanced across the board. All the starters got on the board, which is what we have to do scoring-wise.
Final thoughts, coach. A great win on Coaches versus Cancer Night, and as you mentioned, ends a streak of losses to the Warhawks, your first win in the last four.
Yeah, fun night for that. Good environment. Great event put on by a lot of people who put in a lot of time. So we appreciate everybody who did the legwork before this to put on such a great event. And glad it could be in our gym. We had a good crowd and fun way to come away with a victory.
Well, coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck to you and the Bulldogs as you enter a busy week next week.
Yeah, thank you very much. It'll be fun. Tuesday night, we're back home, so come on out.